It began this year, as it has been for many years now, to welcome Zen Master Sun Tzu-min from the Providence Zen Center and from his centers and temples all around this country and in Europe and Japan and Korea, many places. He's been a supporter of our practice by his visits and his inspiration. And a wonderful teacher for me in the small times I've had to be able to study with him, and for many, many other people I know, and a great inspiration. And he brings with him, beside monks and students from Providence Zen Center, also tonight, Link Rhodes, who is one of the Master Dharma teachers who teaches at Providence Zen Center. And as I'm sure you can see, it's also a pleasure to have Ajahn Mahagosananda return and visit us as well.
Thank you. I'm going to give a very short talk, and hopefully I'll say something absurd enough that you'll ask some theme of question when I finish. That's the point of it. I'm the warm-up act. It's very wonderful to be here. I've been here quite a few times, and I've known Jack for 7 or 8 years. And we're, you may not know it or not, but we're your good neighbors from, not far away. As far as Buddhist centers go, we're your nearest neighbors, probably, and very good neighbors, and have always enjoyed the chance to share our forms of Buddhism. In other countries, that's not possible. In other countries, people have their form, and you just don't. Our form is the one, and the other ones are not. That's somebody else's. You don't have anything to do with that. And one of the things that may be America's great contribution is that those divisions don't exist. And Buddhists who have studied with Japanese teachers and Korean teachers and Chinese teachers and American teachers and Burmese teachers and Thai teachers and Cambodian teachers, doesn't matter. We have a great opportunity to share that with each other. So I'm going to hopefully tell you a little bit about Korean Zen Buddhism. You may not have run across that before. You don't find that everywhere. Let me start off by just telling you how I ran into it. I ran into this gentleman on my right here about 9 years ago in Boston. And at that time, I had a PhD in biochemistry from MIT, and I was teaching at a university and doing very well for myself. And it's been downhill since, right? Actually, that's not true. And it's very interesting in most of the people. Most of you are from America, and so you know what America's like. It's very interesting to have done all these things that I had done and was very successful and rewarded, very highly for all of these things, and I ran into this person who wasn't exactly doing that, but asked me this very simple question, what are you? And here I was, 4 years of college, 5 years of graduate school, all this stuff, philosophy courses, psychology courses, yada, 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 And nobody had ever bothered to ask that question to me. So it's this little point that was left out of my education, you know? A little oversight in all of this stuff that I had done. And it's very interesting. I mean, that's America right now, you know. I was just thinking of the epitome. America is how, you know. We all learn how to do, you know, anything and everything, but nobody ever talks about why. The how is, you know, we're great on the how part, but nobody knows what to do about why. Why do it? You know, why are we here? Why are you here tonight? You know, why am I here tonight? And the funny thing about it, when I when you look at it, and when I think back on it, although I was very successful and rewarded and everything, I know that every morning when I got up, I was not looking forward to my day. I know that most of the people in this country, when they wake up, do not look forward to their day. That's why we have, you know, so much dis-ease in every form. Because very few people wake up in the morning and, you know, just do it and look forward to doing it, whatever it is. So we have, you know, disease of every form, and that's not, you know, we all know that. So we're also all here because we know that, and because why do it? Why do anything is a, you know, very important question. And we're all very, for one reason or another, have a connection with Buddhism. For myself, I started hearing about Buddhism from Sansanim, about Zen Buddhism in particular, and found that there were all these things that I knew already. I couldn't express them or talk about them or even didn't even realize I knew them. And the Buddha had, 2,500 years ago, had talked and talked and about all this stuff in hundreds of different ways, just to try to, you know, reach different people because they had many different kinds of minds. So we, let me just briefly tell you a little bit about Korean Buddhism. We don't practice Korean Buddhism at Providence, Rhode Island. We do something a little different. But there's a the real bone of any kind of Buddhism. I used to think the real bone of Buddhism was practicing meditation. I mean, I spend hours and hours doing it. We have retreats that sit 10 hours a day. I thought that was the real sort of backbone of it, the real, you know. And that isn't the backbone of it. That's what we do, but the real, you know, take away everything else, and what's most important and what's left is helping other people. We have to find out what that means, though. And what that means, finding out what that means is not something that requires great intelligence. It's not something that requires a great memory. It's not something that requires even hearing or listening to all of the speech that the Buddha made or any other Buddhist teacher made. Those things, this speech is helpful, it encourages us, but the bottom line of the whole thing is every single one of us ha- asked to do and go through whatever it is that we need to do and go through to have the same mind as the Buddha had. And nobody ever said it was easy or fun or anything. It's all those things. But there's no substitute for that. You can't like memorize all the words that the wonderful words that the teachers have said over the years, because you're going to find yourself in a situation where that it's a new situation, you know, that no matter what you remember somebody said, it's not going to do it for you. And so we have a very big part of our practice is sitting. We have I live at the Providence Zen Center, which is a community of the number varies right now. There's about 35 people living there, of people who live together and practice together and use this situation of living together as it's as important as practicing together. It is practicing together. It is manifesting anything that we, anything that's a value sitting on the cushion has got to be a value in that living together, or it's a waste of time. Why do it? Why bother with it? And we also have retreats every month. We also have interviews with the Zen Master. And a few of his students do interviews now. I've had a chance to do that now for almost a year. And we use koan practicing in our interviews. And all that is it isn't anything special. It's putting ourselves on the line, putting our practice right in front of us. How much are we attached to our ideas? How much are we attached to this or that? How much are we attached to wanting to have good answers? How much are we attached to anything? We can sit for a long time and think that we're a free person or clear or anything, but we have to be able to manifest that and show it and do it anytime, anywhere, any place. And most of us need a lot of practice at that. I just returned from a trip to Korea. I've never been there before. Sansanim for a number of years was kind of after myself and my wife, Bobby, over there. We have a 3-year-old daughter. We didn't want to go particularly this time because it's not so easy to travel with a 3-year-old child. And she's wonderful to travel with. We travel with her a lot because we go around leading retreats at different centers. But you know, 12-hour plane rides and all this strange food and everything. And we figured she's only 3 years old. She's not going to remember any of it anyway. Maybe we should go later. And Sunstein said, no, you really should go now. And so we went. And we had a wonderful time. I just wanted to tell you a couple of things that were interesting about going there. There aren't a lot of people practicing meditation in Korea. There's a lot of Buddhists, there's a lot of monks, not many of them are practicing meditation. Lots of them are doing ceremonies for people. Lots of them, I don't know what they're doing exactly, but they're not practicing meditation. That's okay. That's just, meditation is, you know, something that we're into. Not necessarily something they're into, you know. And there's teachers there. As a matter of fact, there's Zen masters there that don't particularly practice meditation. Far out. Mm-hmm. There was a guy there that we met. Most of the temples in Korea are on mountains, and they've been around for, you know, 1,000 years or more. And they've picked these wonderful mountains back in the middle of nowhere, and they have these beautiful temples. And there's usually some big temple down the bottom of the mountain, and then there's all these other ones all over the mountain, little hermitages and small temples and stuff. And there's one mountain that where Santanin actually trained, and where his name came from, this mountain, Tsungsan Mountain. And we went and visited there and walked up the mountain. It was about a 45 minute up the side of the mountain to this little temple, about three quarters of the way up. You could see for 70 or 80 miles from this place. It was incredible. And we did a retreat up there. We did a three-day retreat, sitting retreat there in this little temple that's been there for 1,000 years maybe. And Santanin had trained there when he was young. And there was an old Zen master there who, he's 83 years old, and he can't work anymore because he can't get around too well anymore. So there's all the temples in Korea have, there's no orphanages in Korea. A lot of the orphans stay at temples. They're brought up by the temple. So most of the temples have children living there that are orphans. And this temple was like that. They had some boys there, and these boys would help this old Zen master around when he came outside. He's 83 years old, and he's been on that mountain for 70 years. He's been at that temple for 70 years. And all he did was work. He built these stairs up the side of the mountain, these granite stairs, like pieces of granite, like maybe this big. It's something like 2,000 stairs. And that's all he did. He used to give talks once in a while, I guess, but that was his practice. And you don't even have to talk to the guy to get his dharma, or to get this question, you know, why? Anybody who believes in themselves and just does it to that extent is a tremendous inspiration. And while we were at this place, we sat for a retreat for 3 days, and at the end of the retreat, Santanin gave a dharma talk, and all these nuns and monks from all the different temples on that mountain came for the talk. And there's a young Zen master, young Santanin's age Zen master, who is a friend of his, who is the Zen master at the temple down at the bottom of the mountain, and he came for the talk. And when Santanin finished, he got up and he gave a little talk to us. He doesn't speak English, but he spoke in Korean, and somebody translated. And he said something very interesting, which you will find hard to believe, because I found it hard to believe, but it's true. He said to us, your home is in America, so that's where your body's home is. But he said, your dharma home is here, on this mountain. And for some of us, that was true. It was so true. If someone had said that to me before I went there, I would have said, what are you talking about, or what's that mean, or whatever. But it was so true for some of us that it was like this incredible feeling, not thinking, feeling. And we don't have places like that in this country. Here's this place that's been around for 1,000 years with people training and practicing what you've been doing here for the last 3 months, but for years and years, for 1,000 years maybe. And there's very few places in this country, and they're just beginning. So they're very valuable and very important. Just the place that it doesn't, most of this world, that's not what people are doing. So these places are very important, more important than we imagine. And they're more support than we ever would imagine, just having those places there, just knowing that this place is there. Another thing that was very interesting about going to Korea is we got taken to the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. Very interesting. Santanin lost his family in the Korean War, and he was from North Korea originally, so he has no idea what happened to most of the members of his family. But we got taken to the demilitarized zone, and not only did we just sort of look at it, we got the Korean government wanted to give us this interesting tour, so they took us into the demilitarized zone, and they took us to the last. There's a military base, which is the last one right before the. I mean, the closer you get to it, the more checkpoints there are, and the more military people there are, and they start seeing artillery and soldiers and stuff, and you just keep going through these checkpoints and over these little bridges, and we get to this last military base, and we get out of the bus, and they take us in, and they give us this briefing, and they make us sign this paper saying if we get killed or hurt, that no one's responsible. And then they put us on this military bus with an escort of soldiers in front and behind us. With now they have live ammunition in their guns, and they take us to these little buildings, which are the places where the North and the South, the UN Army and the North Korean Army meet to have discussions whenever they have to have discussions. It's this little tiny buildings, and the line between North and South Korea runs right through the buildings. And it runs right through the table that's in the buildings. And so we go into this building, and there's all these North Korean soldiers on one side looking in the windows, sort of with their noses up on the windows looking at us. And there's all these UN Army soldiers with their machine guns on the other side sort of around us. And we go in, and they let us stand in North Korea. We could go on the North Korean side of the table. And there were these little flags on the table, and I asked, there was this one American Army guy who was our guide, and the flag, there was a UN flag on one side and a North Korean flag on the other side, and the North Korean flag was maybe a half an inch bigger than the UN flag. And I asked him about it, and he said, oh, that was very interesting. He said, well, when they first started having the meetings, the UN Army people brought in a UN flag. So the next time they had a meeting, the North Koreans brought in a flag that was a little bit bigger. So then the next time they had a meeting, the UN Army brought in a flag that was a little bit bigger. And finally, the flags got too big to go in the building. So they had to have meetings about the size of the flags. And then they worked something out. And then they showed us this, that seems a little strange, but I saw it. I mean, that was true, you know. Then they showed us this village. There were a lot of people who used to live in the demilitarized zone, and they, of course, had to leave, and some of them wanted to go back. It was their land. You know, they grew up there, their ancestors were buried there, and they wanted to live there. So the South Korean government let these farmers go back and live in the demilitarized zone, and they built houses for them. They were rice farmers, and so they went to live in these houses, and they farmed the land, and they have a kind of severe life because they have a curfew, and they go around and count heads every night, because then if they see anybody going around, they can shoot them, because it's pretty serious place there. So they had this little village with houses, and these farmers lived there. So when the North Koreans saw that, they went and built this city on their side of the demilitarized zone, all these brand new apartment buildings, and I mean, lots of buildings, but nobody lives there. They call it Propaganda Village. That's what the South people call it. And they have all these loudspeakers with all this noise going on and everything, but they've only seen a few people in the place. It's just huge, many, many buildings, you know. And they keep telling everybody from the South, please come here, we have this wonderful village, you know, you can come and live here. But nobody goes there. But what happened on the South Korean side, these farmers put up a flag in their village. So the North Korean government put up their flag, and it was a little bit bigger. So then the South Korean farmers put up an even bigger flag. Now, you wouldn't believe the size of these flags that they have there. I mean, they're just, the North Korean flag is, what was it, 50 meters? Something like that? I don't know. 150 feet tall? So finally they gave up and left. The North Koreans have this 150-foot tall flagpole there. Very silly and very funny. But when you go there and you stand there, it's true. You know, that's what people, that's the extent to which people's, you know, are attached to something, or hold their opinions, or are willing to kill each other. Amazing. We live in America, and so we don't see that stuff, but standing there and seeing it, and seeing these people with machine guns with live ammunition in it because of that, it's very amazing. You have to admit that it's true, you know, and that it's there. And so, a lot of what practicing is about, a lot of the real nitty-gritty of putting down our opinions, of not being attached to all the things that we're attached to, so that we can help other people, is very difficult in this country, because we have a very good situation. We have such a good situation, it doesn't seem so important. And we have such a good situation that it's even more important in this country. Sant Saniem goes and visits Poland every year now. And we have a number of Zen centers in Poland, and quite a few students from there have come to study with us. And can you imagine, you just had a 3-month retreat here, can you imagine doing that with your life on the line? Like, maybe it's illegal and maybe you can't do it. So far they've been able to do that in Poland, but they have students from Czechoslovakia that come to Poland and sit with them, and it's completely outlawed in Czechoslovakia. And they translate these books on Zen and smuggle them back into Czechoslovakia. And if they're caught, it's not possible. You know, people even do that, taking them into Russia. You know, but it's not for them. It's like I guess it's an Oriental expression, and Sant Saniem uses it often. You know, a bad situation is a good situation. Their bad situation is giving them an incredible reason and energy to practice. And our good situation, you already understand. So please take this opportunity to ask Sant Saniem anything and everything that might be on your mind. And don't be afraid to expose yourself in any way that's necessary. Thank you.
Good Korean talk. Okay, everybody have question? Any kind of question? Already 80 day finished. That's very wonderful. Okay. Love you? Of course. I love only non-human beings, any kind of animal, yeah, any kind of beings.
Is anatta love?
Huh?
Does anatta mean love?
Anatta is like shunyata. Is that the same as love?
Oh, yeah. Do you understand this? Yeah, love. Yeah, human being like love the human being. Well, Buddhism is not only human being, any kind of this being, okay? So, we are something political people said, human light, but being of light?
Human rights.
Human light is a political
term. All beings' rights.
All beings' rights. So all beings' rights means don't kill this animal, don't kill anything, okay? So more wide, that means love to everything. I love this tree, sun, moon, rivers, every kind. I love my hand. That's my hand. That's my head. That's my body. I love my body. So I love your body also. Okay. More? Not clear? Not clear? My answer is not clear? But this very, very important point, what is love? That's very important. What is love? I ask you, what is love?
I'm at the time where I
feeling, thinking.
Emptiness.
Oh.
And that's why I asked you me, because if anatta, if emptiness is love, then I'm thinking that the minute I feel I love you or her, then it is not anatta. I have a little confusion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Emptiness means you say that there has no love. Okay. Emptiness, there is no God, no you, no I, nothing at all. Open your mouth, already mistake. That's emptiness. Emptiness, we say that is our substance, your substance, universal substance, God's substance, and this human being's substance, any substance is emptiness. That we say, stillness. So Bible said, be still, know that I am God. But if you attain emptiness, understand emptiness different, okay? If you attain emptiness, then you can function emptiness is possible. But only understand emptiness, then you cannot do anything. That's the fall down to emptiness. Fall down to emptiness. So cannot do anything. Everything is emptiness. Somebody said this style, okay? Sansanim, I attain nothing I. Oh, you attain nothing I? So who attain nothing I? This style I feel, okay? That's not nothing I. So I hit him. Ouch. Then he said, ouch. You say nothing I, how say ouch? So that's understand emptiness, okay? Understand emptiness. So attain emptiness means my opinion, my condition, my situation disappear. Okay? We have the eyes opinion, ear opinion, nose opinion, tongue opinion, body opinion, mind opinion, okay? Same picture over there. Somebody said, oh, wonderful color. I like this picture. But somebody said, bullshit. That means the eyes opinion different, okay? Eyes opinion different. So somebody say, very beautiful picture. Somebody say, bullshit, you know? some kind of music, okay, some kind of music. Young people, like this, like music. Old people, oh, no go, no go, noisy, noisy. No, ear opinion different, okay? So that's all have opinion. I's opinion, your opinion, all opinion. That means my opinion said my way correct. So I have a problem. Somebody opinion say, my way is correct. So this world is many happening, okay? American way correct. Russia way correct. No? Big China way correct. North Korea way correct. South Korea way correct. Fighting, you know? So it's an opinion saying, here we talk flag, hold, okay? It's only my opinion. So if you attain emptiness, then you any opinion. My opinion disappear means I's opinion, your opinion, everything opinion disappear. Then you can see correct. You can hear correct. You can smell correct. You can taste correct. If touch is correct, thinking is correct. That name is love. So love means without condition, without condition. Name is love. Okay?
In beginning to communicate with people now after this time of silence, I've noticed how easily hurt I am, and how much I feel that I want to be loved. And I realize by feeling these things how strong myself is, and I can say, you know, feeling hurt, feeling this, but it seems to me my sense of self is stronger than it ever was.
So what is your question? You must cut eye. Only this is your 1 minute speech. You make I pick a team. I count. I was hitting, five hitting, now you get the I. Too much I.
I know.
I know have a problem. I don't know there's no problem. So I ask you, what I do? Oh no, you say, I know, that's not correct. Yeah? Anytime understanding have a problem, you know? Understanding have a problem. Understanding means other people's idea, you know. I talk about, he finished PhD, you know, MIT, he finished Harvard University and Yale University, very high class of computer. So they come in, yeah, she already talked about, they come in first interview, you know. Where are you coming from? Thinking, 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 thinking. Very simple word, yeah. Where are you coming from? Don't know, you know. So where are you coming from? Don't know.
No.
Now correct. Now correct. What's your name?
I forget.
Yeah, I don't get you, don't know, yeah. How old are you? Also don't know, yeah? When you die, where do you go? So, four questions. Where are you coming from? What's your name? How old are you? When you die, where do you go? Don't know. Coming don't know. Name don't know. Age don't know. Going don't know. Somebody say, my name is Louis, or my name is John, or something. That's a body name, not your true name, yeah? Age also, age, you know, 25 years old or 35 years old or something like that. That's a body age. That's my body. That's my body. That's your apartment. So somebody living in a Boston apartment, the next it will change to New York apartment. So yeah, this body changing, all the time changing, okay? But you, one thing is never changing. So human being, you know, coming empty hand, going empty hand, that's the human. Then when you are born, where do you come from? When you die, where do you go? Don't know, huh? But life is like a floating cloud which appears. Death is like a floating cloud disappears. The floating cloud does not exist. People coming, going, and life and death also like that. But that one thing always remains clear. That thing, pure and clear, not dependent on life and death. Then, what is the one pure and clear thing? If you find it, you will get the freedom from life and death. Now, what is that? Don't know. So don't know is very important, you know. Don't know is very important. You finish the 80 days. Who try that? 80 days. Hard training. Hard training is okay. One more step. Hot training. H-O-T. Hot training means, okay, the ice mountain. You want to go up top of our ice mountain, but go over there, If you want something, cannot get anything. Only heart training. You mind and body, your practicing, everything become hot. Then too hot, then this ice, then become water, okay? Become water. Then ice mountain disappear. This ice mountain is, we say that your karma mountain. I like that, I don't like that. Everybody have the like-dislike mind. Like-dislike mind make your karma. Yeah? Your teacher already talk about many karma. Yeah? The karma is the ice mountain. Ice mountain, only hard training cannot. Hot training, all karma disappear. So, don't know means very important. Don't know, yeah? So why don't know important? Yeah, don't know is not don't know, okay? Your teaching said moment, watching. Feeling up here, watching. Thinking up here, watching. Also, eating time, watching. Just moment, watching means, if watching means, when you doing something, just do it, mind. Eating time, just eat. Sitting time, just sit. Talking time, just talking. Meditating time, just meditation. Bowing time, just bowing. When you go set time, only don't need the magazine, newspaper, only just sit. Understand? So that mind is very important. That we say don't know, okay? So why this don't know mind doing something? Do it mind, the name is don't know mind. Why important? When you're thinking, your mind, my mind are different. When you cut over thinking, then your mind, my mind is the same. Okay? So when you keep don't know mind, meditation mind, you're just only watching mind, or don't know mind, only don't know. Then you don't know mind, my don't know mind, somebody don't know mind, the same don't know mind, because don't know mind already stop thinking. Just do in mind, there's no subject, no object. No inside, no outside. Outside, inside already become one. Okay? So that name is don't know mind. Don't know mind already cut off all thinking. Cut off all thinking means no thinking. No thinking means empty mind. Empty mind is, we say, before thinking. Okay? Just watching mind. Just doing mind. Don't know mind. Name is different. That we say, be for thinking, okay? You be part thinking your substance, my be part thinking my substance, then distinct substance, universal substance, everything substance, the same substance. So when you kick a dono, or you, when you only correct the breathing, okay? So don't know is not don't know. Meditation mind, not meditation mind. Watching mind, not watching mind. That name is primary point. Primary point, name is don't know or practicing mind. But somebody say primary point is mind, or Buddha, or God, or nature, or substance, or absolute, or energy, or holy, or consciousness, or everything. But true primary point, there's no name, no form, no speech, no word, because before thinking, okay? Only when you kick meditation, that time, already you and everything already become one. So I ask you, when you meditation that time, don't know that time, the stick and you, are they the same or different? Correct, correct. But if you say same, I hate you. If you say different, also hit you. Because this primary point is before thinking. Before thinking, there's no speech, no word. You say same, already thinking. Difference also thinking, so I hate you. Close mouth. How do you answer? The stick and you, are they the same or different? Not possible. You ask him. You ask him. Mahasananda.
Yes.
Yeah, Mahasananda understand, yeah? The stick and you are there the same or different?
No.
Then you are no good. Open your mouth, I hit you. you ask him, you ask him. Stick and you are there the same or different? You ask him. Stick and you, are they the same or different?
The stick and you, are they the same or different?
Okay, yeah, use the hand. Okay. Understand that? Understand that? Sounds of substance, sound of substance, this substance, your substance, universal substance, all same. So open mouth not necessary, only just demonstration. Okay? Now you understand? So I ask you, the stick and you, are they the same or different? Correct! No problem. Everybody understand you now? Yeah? So that point is the primary point. That name is your substance. That name is don't know. That name is meditation. Just do it. Just do it. Okay? Everything becomes one. Just do it. That's universal substance. So now no problem. Where are you coming from? Do it! Just do it! That's primary. Where are you coming from? Already forget. Hit! Correct! What's your name? What's your name? Okay, hit. Thinking no more thinking. What's your name? Okay, again hit. This is a primary point. Everything is a primary point. What's your name? Huh? Okay, hit! Don't think! Good! No problem. When you die, where do you go? When you die, where do you go? There's too much thinking, so I... Zen master, Zen stack necessary. Okay. That is that we say primary point. Okay? Primary point is the B. Before thinking. Before thinking, there's no name, no form, no speech, no word. Open your mouth already mistake. So, correct practice means when you're doing something, do it. That time, no subject, no object. No inside, no outside. Outside, inside become one, moment to moment. So, hit time just hit. Eating time just eat. Talking time just talking. Just do it. Moment to moment to moment. Do it. 8 day practice. Yeah? What did you get? Why do you have that? Why do you bow in? So I hit you. Why do you bow in? Then I get hit. Or I get bowing, okay? Okay, no problem. Okay.
A couple of years ago, I had, during a retreat at one of your centers, one of your Dharma teachers kept asking me koans, and I would answer don't know or hit the floor. And she said, you understand one, but you don't understand two.
Right.
Would you help me to understand two?
That is a bell. That is a bell, okay? If you say bell, you attach the name and the form. If you say not bell, you attach to emptiness. Is this a bell or not?
No.
It was a hit. You understand, hit. Only that? So you only understand one, two, not two. You ask me, is a bell or not?
Is it a bell or not?
You say, only that?
Only that.
One, two, okay? Hit means everything's clear, become clear, okay? That's a substance. Then how correct your substance? How correct function your substance? Bell coming, just a hit. Watch coming, just check watch. Okay? Oh, they have no water. This hit means my substance, universal substance, original primary point. If you attain that, then next, your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind, correct function is possible. Correct function is just a directed action. Directed action means conditional reflect or unconditional reflect. Conditional reflect plus unconditional reflect, equal correct conditional reflect. Okay? That correct conditional reflect means how correct the function is bell, how correct function is watch, how correct function is step, okay? How correct condition means how correct condition and the situation, correct relationship. If you meet your parents, how correct relationship? Only help your parents, your friends, your country, your pen, your clothes, or your desk, your book, your tape recorder, everything correct function, correct relationship, correct situation, three kinds. Okay. That we say two. It's like a small computer. I want to count something, okay? Then first push C, then clear, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. Then next, 1 plus 2 equals 5. 3, yeah? Again, push C. 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0 again. 9 times 9 equals what? 81, yeah? So, hit means my consciousness computer become clear. Yeah? It become empty. Then correct function, okay? Correct relationship, correct situation. That we say two, okay? Clear? Okay. So, So now you understand that. Then I ask you, this cup, it's cup. Cup, you say cup, then you attach name and form. You say not cup, you attach the emphasis. Is a cup or not? Only that? No! That's correct. First hit, then drink. Yeah? Okay. Then next. This bell and this cup, are they the same or different? Only that. Only that. Then next one. Thinking or good thinking? So, okay. First hit. First hit. Then this substance, cup substance, bell substance, the same. Meaning the same. Okay? Same. Then next. Only that, then correct function. Cup, drink. Bell is link. Very simple. So that is, we say, wisdom. Only understand cannot help you. Wisdom means correct function this world, correct relationship this world, correct situation world, okay? That we say, great love, great compassion, great bodhisattva way. So, first, you know, cup, we little bit, we are meditation, cup and bell. Are they the same or different? Three kind answer, okay? Three kind answer. Cup is bell, bell is cup possible. That we say, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So, cup is what? Oh, this cup is bell, the bell is cup. Then next, no form, no emptiness, no cup, no bell. Because this cup never say I am cup, this bell never say I am bell. Yeah? Human beings make this cup, human beings make this bell. This bell never say I am bell. Human being, my name is a bell. Never say that, yeah? This cup never say, human being, my name is cup, never say that. So, original, no cup, no bell. Substance of human beings thinking make cup and bell. So if you cut off all thinking, there is no cup, no bell. Okay? Cut off all thinking means there is no speech in the world. Only it flows. Yeah? If you keep this mind, your mind is clear like space. Clear like space means clear like mirror. Red come, just red. White come, just white. Somebody hungry, give it food. Somebody thirsty, give it a drink. Somebody many suffering, only help them. Okay? Cambodia people coming, give the food. That's correct function. Okay, correct function. So, this is a cup coming, just drink. Bell coming, just ring bell. Correct function. So that means cup is a cup, bell is a bell. Form is a form, emptiness is emptiness. So three statements. Form is emptiness, emptiness is a form. Next, no form, no emptiness. Next, form is a form, emptiness is emptiness. So this is, bell is cup, cup is bell. Next, no cup, no bell. Next, bell is bell, cup is cup. So that's three statements. Which one do you like? Open mouth, I hate you. Close mouth, also hate you. What can you do? Okay, that's only Zen talk, not interesting. Okay, more question?
Some school of Buddhism say you must study for, let's say, 10 or 15 or 20 years. If
before you can have a realization of emptiness. The school of Buddhism says complete rubbish. Emptiness is already there, so you don't need to study.
So
emptiness is already there. You don't
emptiness or there?
Yeah, already.
Already? I never find, Buddha cannot find emptiness. How can I understand emptiness?
No, my question is, something you need to study for 10, 15, 20 years.
20 years.
Okay? Before to realize emptiness. But the school of Buddhism says complete rubbish. You don't need to study at all. So I'd like to understand, for me, it's very strange. Just to
so you only attach the emptiness to this character. What is the emptiness? What is the emptiness? I ask you.
If I knew, I would have not come in.
Yeah, you open mouth, I hate you. What is the emptiness? So you only attach the emptiness, okay? So I have a problem. Okay, example. Long time ago, this Chido Zen Master, before he Zen Master, he went to the sixth fetchup. Zen Master, I don't understand. I studied this Nirvana Sutra for 10 years, but I don't understand anything. What do you don't understand? He said, yes. This sutra said, all formations appearing and disappearing. So that law of appearing and disappearing. I understand these two, okay? He said, I understand these two words, okay? All formations appearing, disappearing. So that law of appearing, disappearing. But next line, that both appearing, disappearing, disappear, that's stillness breath. Breath. So that is almost saying, you know, be stillness, know that I am God. That stillness is a breath. Same, almost they connect, we connect, okay? Christianity, Buddhism connect. So that stillness breath, I don't understand that. Why don't I understand that? What do you don't understand? Human beings have body. This body is, we say, form body. We say Dharma body here. Two body have. Form body, Dharma body. You say, that's stillness breath. But this body appearing, disappearing time, many suffering, so cannot get this breath, okay? Happiness, cannot get happiness. But Dharma body is like a tree, is like rocks, is like that. Be stillness, so rocks, no feeling. How get the breath? Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the Dharma body, no feeling. It's complete stillness. How have no feeling? Is it like rocks? Is it like tree? Is it like that? How get the, you know, that stillness of breath? That's not correct. So I don't understand. This breath don't understand. Then Sixth Pak said, Jido, yes. You say yes. This answer from your body or from your Dharma body? Your true self. From your true self or your body? Which one? Yes. So my body, your body? Then your body died. You die, then still your body, but these dead people could not answer. Yes, it's this mind. Mind? How do you answer mind? Where is your mind? How big? Could not answer. So, you make two. You make Dharma body, you make this form body. Original, no form body, no Dharma body. You make means you must thinking. Thinking make two. Original, no body, no Dharma body. That mind is appearing, disappearing mind. You must appearing, disappearing mind disappear, then stillness. Then stillness, then you correct see, correct hear, correct smell. That is breath. You go to movie. Yeah, nowadays I talk about, you go to movie. Then Star Wars, that time, have no my Dharma body, cannot check my Dharma body, palm body, my anything decided, but very good feeling. Oh, yeah? So, any my opinion disappear, there has no Dharma body, also palm body. Outside, inside only become one. Beautiful view. Oh, wonderful. This mind appear. You go to a bathroom, bathroom, you know. So outside, inside already become one. That time had no I me, had no emptiness. Had no emptiness, is it true emptiness? You understand that? So, don't make emptiness, don't make form. Don't make emptiness is true emptiness. You say emptiness already mistake. Only emptiness, only name, that's name, okay. Okay, one question.
So
what is your question?
The question is, what do you mean when you said meditation is too slow for Westerners?
Meditation what? What's
that? You said that your friend said that we have no time for meditation. This world many problems, so have no time for meditation. You must help things, do things.
Oh, this world is no problem. So, how help them, you know, how help this world? Don't understand, yo. If you don't have no gasoline, this car not working, okay? If you have no money, cannot buy anything. How help other people? How?
I don't know.
If you don't know strong, then help other people possible. Don't know not strong, cannot help other people. If you want to help other people, first help your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, bad mind. First help your eyes. That means everybody have like dislike mind inside, okay? Inside. Like dislike mind. If you have like dislike mind, can I help? Because I like this. I don't like that. I like people, it's okay. I don't like. Can I help? No? Can I help other people? I like people, you not help them, it's okay, no problem, okay? But like it's like mine, many have a problem. You know, how become world peace? Now they talk about that. You know, outside nuclear is, outside Aramba, not dangerous. This outside nuclear is Aramba comes from where? Human beings have like this like mine. Like dislike mind, make Alambam, make nuclear energy, okay? So, not take away human beings like dislike mind, outside Alambam, nuclear energy cannot disappear, okay? First, if you want world peace, like dislike mind, take away. Then, help this world is possible. You know, many people New York City did a demonstration. Many people, many thousands of people come here. World peace, world peace. You know, take away Arab, take a new class. But inside, I like that. I don't like that. Not possible. Not possible. If you want to take away alarm bomb and the nucleus, first take away inside, like this, like mine. Come here 80 days. How much you like this, my mind, true way. That's the point. Okay. Then your center strong. Any condition, any situation, not moving. Your condition, your situation, your opinion, not moving. That's correct opinion, correct condition, correct situation. If you have like dislike mind, then outside the condition, outside the situation, outside the healing control, you, that have a problem, okay? So eminent teacher said, the great way is not difficult, do not make distinction. That's the point, okay? So we check, okay, why this world many have a problem? You say this world have a problem. Why this world many have a problem? This world cause effect very clear. Springtime has a flower. Then four seasons make apple, orange make many fruits appear. So springtime have no flower, four seasons have no fruits. So cause effect very clear. Okay? You have your parents, your father, your mother. So you appear. Huh? You appear in this world, but someday die. That's cause effect very clear, okay? So, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, human beings are not so many, okay? Only 5 million or 7 million people, okay? That time, not so much complicated. Not so many people, so love each other, help each other, and together action, no problem, okay? But nowadays, how many people? Nowadays, 5 billion people. Yeah, 10 times. Too many human beings. Then this consciousness comes from where? God made that, Buddha made that, this consciousness, yeah? People, not so much consciousness, human consciousness. Not this consciousness, too many consciousness. 5 billion consciousness, okay? This consciousness comes from here. So we check with the Western mind, Eastern mind. Western mind means that tradition anytime killed this food is a meat, okay? I went to the Poland. I went to Poland. Poland have no food, have no food, have no food. So I went to the Orina have no food, but over there many food. Many bread, many vegetables, many. But they say no food means have no meat. Have no meat, so have no food. But Orita says not so much eat meat, so no problem, you know. Yeah, Cambodia no problem. So that Western mind only eat meat, kill this animal, you know. They kill this animal, you say it's a dog, you know. Dog, you shoot the dog, like, yeah! Then after this dog will see you, then not operate, you know, not close. Also cat, kick the cat. Then this cat, yeah, then next not coming, close, okay? They love the dog, love the dog. The dog, love dog, then this dog, very close. Also, you love this cat that come here. So this consciousness, dog consciousness, cat consciousness, horse consciousness, any consciousness have like this, like mind, okay? But human beings only kill. Then this consciousness, okay, you killed me. Next time I become human being, I kill you. So nowadays, many consciousness from dog, cat, snake, tiger, this consciousness become human beings. So kill each other, okay? You know this, you see this, the Hitler, many killed Jewish people. Why? That's happening, okay? Human beings make atom bomb, you know, atom bomb. Not atom bomb, that only bomb, okay? Then many people die. Then many people die, people become, you say, human beings, then again kill many people. You know? That's samsara, we say samsara. I hit him, then he hit me. Hit, again, again. This samsara, we samsara. So human beings, not so many, long time ago, not so much human beings, but too much human beings, this human beings consciousness comes from here. Dog, cat, everything. So nowadays, American young people, many young people don't like parrots. Why don't like parrots? Oriental, little bit, you know, follow this you know, Western mind, but yeah, many people, not old, so some people don't like parrots, but these people, the cat or a dog, yeah, some parents, one of my students, example, okay, one of my students, young man, young in time, suddenly I have a problem. What's the problem? I have two cats, five cats, black cat, two cats. So I go to 3 day young man, 3 day session, who take care of this cat? So I have a problem. Well, no problem. Our gentleman has many rooms. I give to you one room. So you bring your cat, then together you live in your one room and take up the cat, it's no problem. Then she's very happy. Oh, thank you very much. Then she bring you this cat with this one room, stay in the room. Then next day, you know, young man just begin. Next day, somebody call to her, you know. Then doctor, your mother now cancer. Tomorrow die, diabetes tomorrow, I don't understand. Your mother want to see you. Then he said, I am sorry, I now young man young time. Finish it, I go to my house. I go to the hospital, I want to see my mother. Then, so I hear that, no, go on, you know. So mother want to see her, you know. So doctor, ask this doctor, this her mother, ask doctor, and the doctor call her, but this direction, you know, I'm not so good. Then, next evening time, this cat sick. Then cry, killing cat, go to hospital. Oh, what should I do my cat then? So then I saw that the cat is better than her mother, you know. This time I'm no good, yeah. That's cat mind. Not human beings mind. So you go to this, you go to New York City, 42nd time, Second Street Times Square. Then many people want something. That all cat eyes, dog eyes, snake eyes. Not human beings eyes. You know. I can see the many eyes that the human beings eyes. You know. All human beings eyes. Okay. Meditation 80 days, almost all return to human beings eyes. But not meditation, only any time want something, dog any time, where is good food, where is good taste, where is that? So many people outside the people, all the time, only good time, good taste, good feeling, good, bad, I don't like bad. Same as dog mind, same as cat mind, yeah? Find something, always find from outside. Meditation is find inside. Inside means return to human nature, okay? Return to human nature, then we are peace mind is possible. Only want something from outside, that's all animal mind, okay? So, world peace means correct meditation, everybody find the human nature, and get peace mind. Then harmony, your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body become harmony, okay? Then my harmony mind connect your harmony mind, connect this harmony mind, we world is a peace world. Then this world is a grow, then world peace is no problem. So why do we meditation, huh? Christian meditation, we are the insight meditation, Zen meditation, divine light meditation, TM meditation. Meditation means want to find nature. Yeah? And become peace mind, connect the peace mind, connect, 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 then world peace is no problem. So now the meditation student, very important. We only help other people. So strong center, first get strong center, then help other people, okay? Okay, more question? How many, everybody have two minds, human being mind, animal mind, okay? How many percent of human being mind, animal mind? Everybody understand? Yeah. So that practicing, 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 then all animal mind disappear, or complete human being mind. Not practicing animal mind, grow, human being mind, maybe 10%. Maybe 15%, then have a problem. Okay. Okay. One more question.
Does one come to this state of don't know mind? Is that a state of mind that one suddenly is, it's present, don't know mind?
Don't know mind, only don't know. Don't make anything. That is a don't know. If you make something, that's not don't know.
Then.
What's the then? Cut then, okay? Don't know is not don't know. Not don't know is don't know. So don't know is don't know, okay? So, yeah, correct, don't know. Do you understand don't know? Don't know, yeah? That is a don't know. Long time. You understand? What do you understand? Show me what what do you understand? Long time ago, Socrates, he around Athens city, you know. You must understand your truth. You must understand your true self. So one student asked him, teacher, do you understand your true self? I don't know, but I understand this don't know. That attain don't know, okay? I don't know, but I understand this don't know. So don't know is don't know. This cup, this is not cup. Not cup, so cup. Okay? Don't know is not don't know. Not don't know is don't know. I understand don't know. That what is don't know? Don't know is don't know. Okay. I don't know, but I understand don't know. What is don't know? Don't know is don't know. Cup is a cup, but cup is not cup. Not cup is so cup. Cup is cup. Don't know, yeah. Correct. Okay.
What is motivation?
What is the motivation?
What is motivation?
Not motivation. Okay. So already passed many times already quarter of nine. So I hope very important nowadays this world of many complicated means from this animal mind. So we are everybody find human nature and together action the world peace is necessary. So we are coming here meditation almost finished 80 days, but this is not finished. Just the beginning, okay? Just the beginning. Why we are meditation? You come in here, why did you meditation 80 days? Not only for me, for help this world. First, your parents, help your parents, help your family, help your this, friends, help your country, help this world. So meditation. Only My mind many complicated, so I go to insight meditation, only try meditation, very good feeling, oh, wonderful. That's not correct meditation. That's wonderful meditation. Okay. Wonderful meditation cannot help your true self, cannot help this world, because anytime wonderful meditation, then go to home, I don't like this world. I like a meditation center. I get money, next time again go. This time I have attached quiet, attached to this good feeling that I have a problem. So you must correct meditation means your teacher said, moment, moment, correct, watching, watching, watching means when you're doing something, just do it. That means your center becomes stronger, 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 necessary. Then any situation, any condition, any feeling coming, going, your center is not moving. But only attached to quiet, then go to a noisy place, then have a problem, okay? Somebody hit you, somebody bashed you, then, it's that up here. That have a problem. Somebody bashed you, somebody hit you, then, oh, thank you very much. There's no problem, yeah? You may help me this time. So good and bad through my teacher, okay? Then my center is not moving. Then any situation, any condition, no problem. So correct meditation means moment to moment to keep a clear mind, just watching, okay? Everything is a binatural process. But your center strong, then you can change natural process, which means your center strong, you can do anything. That's correct meditation. So I hope only go straight, correct meditation, which clear like space, get enlightenment, save all people from suffering. Thank you.
Tomorrow morning or later tonight, if we can find it, we'll post information of the Providence Zen Center and the other centers of San Simeon. They have this winter in Providence a 3-month retreat for those of you who haven't had enough. It begins, I believe, on January 2nd. And there are opportunities to practice with his Dharma teachers and himself in many of the states of this country.
Again, thank you very much for coming.